WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue is one of the most frequently performed works by an American composer. Now there's a recording of a new version, which turns out to be an old version. Jazz critic Francis Davis has this review.
George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue occupies a curious place in the modern orchestral repertoire. Essentially a piano concerto, it's a bounding showpiece for soloist and orchestra, a real crowd-pleaser. But conductors treat it as a diversion, a relief from weightier standard concert fare. It's almost as though it's on the program as an affirmative action on behalf of 20th century American composers. Meanwhile, Rhapsody in Blue's misrepresentation as fodder for the likes of Arthur Fiedler alienates the jazz and pop audiences to whom this masterpiece rightly belongs. Rhapsody in Blue was commissioned by the dance band leader Paul Whiteman and given its premiere by Whiteman's orchestra at New York's Aeolian Hall on Lincoln's birthday in 1924 with Gershwin himself on piano. This concert marked the first intrusion of a classical music sanctuary by an American dance band. Its stated purpose was to make an honest woman out of jazz, a well-meaning sentiment that's done nothing to endear Whiteman or Gershwin to those of us who hear nothing particularly whorish about jazz unwed to the symphony. 3 years ago, in celebration of the 60th anniversary of the concert, conductor Maurice Perez mounted a recreation of nearly all the music performed at Aeolian Hall that night, including Rhapsody in Blue and works by Victor Herbert, Cees Comfrey, Freddie Groffé, and Rudolf Frimmel. Now there is a digital studio recording of Perez's recreation. It's titled The Birth of Rhapsody in Blue. It's a 2-LP set on the Music Masters label. To say that Perez and piano soloist Ivan Davis's interpretation of Rhapsody in Blue is different from any other on record isn't critical hyperbole, merely a statement of fact. For starters, Perez has reinserted piano and orchestral passages which were excised for reasons of space from the presumably definitive recording that Gershwin made with Whiteman shortly after the premiere. But more important, Perez has reclaimed the work for jazz by restoring saxophones and banjo to the position of dominance they enjoyed in the original dance band orchestration. The difference in harmonic shimmer and rhythmic punch is astonishing, most noticeably on that celebrated slow finale. If this record gives an accurate representation, Rhapsody in Blue outclassed everything else performed at Aeolian Hall that night. But the other stuff was pretty delightful, however minor. Surprisingly, the pieces one would have thought would date most badly are among the set's freshest sounding. For example, the tearjerker to An Irish Rose, or better still, this, Rudolf Frimmel's Chansonnette. Thank you. An excerpt from Rudolf Frimmel's Chansonette, or Donkey Serenade, as it was unfortunately retitled after being saddled with lyrics. I suppose it's easy to dismiss music this prim as period kitsch, but only after acknowledging what a fertile period this was and what noble kitsch it produced. Although most of the music on The Birth of Rhapsody in Blue registers as quaint today, one can make a case for it as postmodern in its willingness to toss everything into the Cuisinart. Today's postmodernists should be as savvy as the class of 1924 and knowing where to shop for fresh ingredients. Paul Whiteman's Aeolian Hall concert was a landmark in American music, so is Maurice Perez's loving recreation.
Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes for The Atlantic and The Philadelphia Inquirer and is jazz critic for Fresh Air.